This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The latest transcripts from closed-door meetings feature vivid testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and former Trump Russia advisor Fiona Hill. Both express concerns about administration efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. They're describing one meeting where Ambassador Gordon Sondland told Ukrainians they'd need to launch the investigations if they wanted a meeting with President Trump. Vindman says the rough transcript of the president's July call with Ukraine's president at the heart of the impeachment probe was edited to remove a reference of the energy company with ties to Hunter Biden. This morning, the president dismissed the testimony so far, saying he's seen nothing that hurts him.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, Facebook says it is deleting any post that names the person rumored to be the whistleblower that sparked the Ukraine investigation. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A man who is presumed to be the whistleblower, who's been outed by the conservative Breitbart news site and others, was being named on Facebook, but the social media network is deleting those posts, saying they violate its policy against material that could identify a witness, informant, or an activist. But Facebook says it will revisit the decision to take down the person's name if it becomes more widely published. Twitter is allowing the name to be spread among users. The White House, while calling for the person to be outed, has refrained from releasing his name. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday rejected China's claim that the United States and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that each imposed on the other's goods during an ongoing trade dispute. Speaking outside the White House, President Trump said China would like to have a rollback in tariffs, but he has not agreed.
But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
China's Commerce Ministry had said on Thursday that the world's two largest economies had agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that were imposed on the other's goods during the ongoing trade war. People in Paradise, California, paused to remember Friday, 1 year after the most devastating wildfire in state history mostly destroyed their town. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The pause lasted 85 seconds, 1 second for each person who was killed. Artist Jesse Mercer says the fire has been devastating.
It's so quiet here. I miss hearing garage doors open and kids playing and cars.
But Mercer says Paradise is rebuilding.
And I hear noise. And today I hear a roar.
9 homes have been rebuilt so far. Many more building permits are being approved. And local traditions like Johnny Appleseed Days go on to encourage people to come back to paradise. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hong Kong protesters are planning a 24th straight weekend of pro-democracy rallies, including inside shopping malls across the Chinese-ruled city on Sunday. Some of those demonstrations have started peacefully in recent weeks and then descended into violence. Protesters have also called for a general strike on Monday and for people to block public transport. The weekend starts with a rally on Saturday to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall and a Support Martyrs Assembly, both of which are likely to turn to protesters' demands for universal suffrage for the former British colony. Lebanon says that it will close its banks for an extra 2 days around the weekend, as the country remains paralyzed by political and economic turmoil. Lebanon's national news agency said Friday that banks would be closed both on Saturday and Monday, along with the regular Sunday closure to observe a Monday holiday celebrating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Banks in Lebanon reopened last week after being closed for 2 weeks amid anti-government protests that called for the government to resign. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.